Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Emma Mortensen is an independent registered dietitian and meat scientist, and she says there are a lot of questions and unknown information when it comes to lab-grown and plant-based proteins. She says that non-animal protein labels might look like that of beef, but there are a lot of differences.
Some research on looking at not just like, because on a nutrition label, they have the benefit of formulating that product to whatever they want it to be basically on a nutrition label. So they actually kind of match beef on their nutrition label. They're going to get it towards about the same amount of protein, about the same amount of iron, zinc. So they're actually working to match our nutrition label. However, when you look at digestibility, bioavailability of those nutrients, there is a difference.
Mortensen explains there is not a lot of information on cell cultured meat yet because it is not on the market. However, when it comes to plant-based proteins, there is information on how they compare to animal-based meat, in this case, beef.
Even with beef versus plant-based proteins, there is a difference, and plants contain what are considered anti-nutrients, so phytates, oxalates, different fibers that actually decrease the absorption of like iron and zinc and things like that.
She states that more information will be coming out on dietary values on animal versus non-animal sources of protein as research results become more readily available. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.